how we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim.
আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আম্বিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন সাইয়্যিদিনা ওয়া মাওলানা মুহাম্মদ ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া সাহবিহি আজমাইন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রাহমানির রাহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরুল্লাহ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, in this auspicious month of Ramadan al-Kareem, we say marhaba to all the viewers of Madani Channel. We commence with this fragrant and beautiful hadith in this program called The Daily Life of a Muslim. As the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, whoever faces difficulty should recite Salat upon me in abundance, because Salat upon me averts difficulties and calamities. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now that we are back with another episode on your screens, you are watching this program, The Daily Life of a Muslim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We thank Allah azza wa jal. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for affording us this opportunity and chance, for watching this program, for mentioning these Madani pearls. And I also make intentions for my sins to be forgiven and pardoned. Dear viewers, make the best of every moment in this auspicious month of Ramadan al-Kareem. We don't know whether or not we will see Ramadan again. So before this month leaves us, repent, beg in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Ask Him for forgiveness. And He Azza wa Jalla, through His infinite mercy, will most definitely forgive our sins. Please make some good intentions before you watch this program until the end of the program. As usual, mashallah Azza wa Jal, the topic is designed to make a change within ourselves. We are speaking about virtues and blessings of enduring illness. We all face different challenges in this world, dear viewers. And if we don't face those challenges, we won't know the value of it. For example, a person who does not become sick, he wouldn't know the value of being healthy. And the person who's always healthy, the person who never faced sickness in his life, he doesn't know what it feels like falling sick, so he would not appreciate good health. A person who wants to appreciate the day will face the night. The person who likes the night will face the day. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's always opposites of everything. And the person who feels or finds himself to be sick, or any sort of illness, he appreciates good health and he actually wishes and hopes to become healthier. And he wishes for that calamity to be removed. Because we all look at illnesses as calamities and adversities because we are humans, dear viewers. But Allah Azza wa Jal, through His infinite mercy, has placed rahmah and blessings even in illnesses, dear viewers. This is the barakat and this is the reward of becoming a Muslim. This is the reward for reciting and accepting the article of faith, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the benefit of being a Muslim, that Allah Azza wa Jal has kept rewards even in illnesses, dear viewers. Let me just explain to you a little more, dear viewers of Madani Channel, as to how these virtues are performed and how Allah Azza wa Jal grants blessings to a sick person. The companion by the name of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an, he has stated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam once suddenly started smiling. Upon which we ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what has caused you to smile? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, how strange is that a believer cries, he cries whilst ill. Had he known what reward there is for him in exchange for this illness, he would wish to remain ill until he meets his Rabb. Allahu Akbar. Now from this narration, dear viewers, we learn that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about, if only the patient knew what reward is there for him, he would have made dua to be in that state. Yani, he wouldn't have wished to gain cure. And he would wish to remain in that state until he meets his Rabb. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam then smiled again. And this time he lifted his head towards the heavens. He was asked by the Sahaba alayhi muridwan, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what has caused you to smile? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I saw two angels descend from the heavens. They were searching for a believer at his place of salah. When they did not find him there, they said in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we used to write such and such good deeds for such and such person who is your slave day and night, Ya Allah. We now found him restricted by you due to some illness. He is stuck with that calamity and illness due to which he can't read that namaz anymore. He can't perform that ibadat and worship anymore. So what do we do? Should we record any virtuous deeds for him, or should we not record any virtuous deeds for him? Allah Azza wa Jalla stated, record all the good deeds which that slave of mine used to perform day and night, and do not reduce anything from it for as long as he is restricted by me. Yani, for as long as that person is sick, he is bound to the bed, he is unable to perform that ibadat, continue writing virtuous deeds for him, because he is restricted by no other person but by me. Yani, that sickness that he has got, and the sicknesses which we are also affected with, is a sign from Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdul Rauf Al-Manawi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he writes in the commentary of this hadith, when Allah Azza wa Jal makes a person experience an illness, by virtue of this, He Azza wa Jal purifies that person from the dirt of sins and grants reward to those who are patient. So see, dear viewers, we all fall sick, we all get bimar, we all become ill, and everyone's trials and sickness, whether it is health related, whether it is business related, whether the trial is family related, I'm unaware of what problem you may be facing, but in all walks of life, the reward and the success for those who persevere, who have sabr and patience. Like Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran Pak, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَن كَثِيرٍ. When a person faces any musibat, any parishani, then he should blame his own self for it. It is due to his own hands which he has earned. It is due to his misdeeds which he has earned. It's either a trial from Allah Azza wa Jal, or either it is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that person, for him to learn a lesson. Jiha, sickness has come to save us and protect us from the hellfire. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon entering a patient's house, a sick person's house, congratulates him. That person sits up after he sees the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enter his home, and the beloved Nabi then gives him glad tidings for the sickness and says, the one who tasted fever in the world, Allah Azza wa Jalla will keep him protected from the heat of the hellfire. Have you seen, dear viewers? It's a protection, it's an excuse of forgiveness at the same time. We pay for the sins, and we should pay for the sins, because these sicknesses are there as a wake-up call. These illness and sickness and trials and tribulations comes as a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we have learned, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, whether we are faced by hunger, whether we are faced by, you know, financial situations, or with health or wealth, whatever the test may be, Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to test us and see who has sabr and patience. So there are two reasons. Sometimes a sickness could either be because of our own misdeeds, humne khud hi wo problem cause kiya, and then we want to ask Allah, why is it that we went through this problem? Or why is it only us that go through that problem? Or the second could be that it is a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla, which you and I need to endure for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Remember, illness are a mercy for a believer. They eradicate sins and raise one's rank. It helps to increase you in your maratib, in your ranking, dear viewers. The virtues of an illness are found in many ahadith. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that illness is Allah's whip on the earth with which He Azza wa Jalla disciplines the people. He rectifies the people. He makes the people correct in life. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Elaborating on this hadith, it is stated by Abdul Rauf Munawi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali that this is because illness, of course, sicknesses, dear viewers of Madini Channel, when a person who is faced by some sort of sickness and bimari, then Allahu Akbar, that person, the doors to remain content with the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla are open for that person who remembers that illness is Allah's whip on earth with which He disciplines people. If that thought comes to the mind only, that my nafs is being rectified now, because if I was healthy and I was upright, I could have disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal. I could have committed some guna and sin. But main bimar hu, aur is bimari ke wajah se main us fala guna se bach chuka hu. Allahu Akbar. May Allah forgive our sins, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Really speaking, subhanAllah, talking about patience, dear viewers, it is a great blessing. We unpatient, but we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant us patience for the sake of all those who have been the kings of patience. Look at Imam Hussein, Sayyidul Shuhada, Imam Hussein radiyallahu an, on the plains of Karbala. Look at his trial, look at his test, and look at how he radiyallahu an passed his test. Likewise, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, there are many other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. For example, look at Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran speaks about his sacrifice and his illness that he endured for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Are we going to forget this waqiyah and story of the Holy Quran Pak, which is striking over and again, which strikes as a reminder, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, subhanAllah. Look at the life of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, who's from the descendants of Hazrat Sayyidina Ishaq ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and his mother is from the family of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed him with a diverse range of bounties, including beauty, abundance of wealth and children, uncountable number of cattle, fields and gardens. You talk about money and wealth, dear viewers. The Quran speaks about what he was given. Uncountable number of cattle, fields and gardens. When Allah Azza wa Jalla put him under trial and tribulation, his home collapsed and all of his sons became trapped underneath and they passed away. All of the animals that included hundreds of camels and thousands of goats died, dear viewers. All of the fields and gardens were also ruined completely. Can you imagine? He had lost everything in the end. Nothing was left in his possession, dear viewers. They say that when bad times come, everyone leaves you. In his situation, the very similar thing also happened. When he, alayhi salatu wasalam, was informed about his ruin and destruction of all these possessions, he, alayhi salatu wasalam, would glorify Allah Azza wa Jalla and pay gratitude by saying, "What was mine and what is mine? Mera kya tha aur mera hai kya? The one who is the Lord of all has taken it. For the donation that he Azza wa Jalla bestowed me with it, it was mine within my possession. And he Azza wa Jalla has now taken that back as he Azza wa Jalla has wished. I am always satisfied in whatever pleases my Rabb Azza wa Jal." These were the words that were on his tongue. After this, he alayhi salatu wasalam fell sick and a big size blister appeared on his blessed body. Under this state, everyone left him except for his blessed wife, whose blessed name is Rahmat bint Ifrahim, subhanAllah, who was the granddaughter of Hazrat Sayyidina Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Jiha, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam ki granddaughter hai ye. She used to serve Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, and he alayhi salatu wasalam suffered from this very state of for many, many years, dear viewers. He remained in the state with that blister on his blessed body, and he suffered for many, many years. So is this not sufficient for us to learn how he Azza wa Jal in the Holy Quran Pak then states, subhanAllah, listen to this ayat, how he Azza wa Jalla explains and he says, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرٍّ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ. And remember Ayyub alayhi salam, when he called his Lord that distress has afflicted me, and you are the most merciful of all those who do mercy. We therefore heard his prayer. Allah, Allah, Allah. So we removed the adversity that had afflicted him, and we gave him his family in addition, bestowed along with them more of a similar number by mercy from ourselves. وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ. And advice for the people who worship. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what's very important in this month of Ramadan, as we are fasting now, we have learned in Roza, as you fast, you could face some illness, some sickness due to which you are put to trial, and we give up our ibadat. Hum phir namaz ke qareeb nahi jaate hain, zikrullah ke qareeb nahi jaate hain. Thodi si bimari ho jaati hai, zukham, nazla, sar mein dard. Then we are unable to read our salah, we are unable to fast due to some ulcers. But see Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not abandon the dhikr of Allah despite such a big trial and tribulation in his life. He kept his tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah. Please, it's my honest appeal to the viewers out there. It's just a misconception of orators and lecturers and authors out there who say that this, of course, was a situation where Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam had such a sickness that everyone had left him because of that sickness and bimari. It is stated that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are not given such sicknesses due to which people don't come close to them, because they have been sent as prophets, as for guidance. So how can he come for guidance but given such a sickness due to which people run away from them? In this case here, the ulama and the mufassireen commentators have stated, such as in Quranic wonders, it is also stated that it was mere blisters, lumps and pimples which popped up on his blessed body, dear viewers, due to which people ran away from him, people went away from him, except his wife, Rahmat bint Ifrahim, who stayed with him until the end. But as we heard in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla granted him more than he had before. He has recovered from his illness and sickness, subhanallah. And how Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed that reward back upon him is just beyond imagination, subhanallah. It is stated in some narrations, dear viewers, also of course in the same ayat of the Holy Quran, that he was commanded to stamp his foot because he made this dua in the court of Allah. See how Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam never complained about his bimari and sickness. Ya Allah, I'm suffering for so long with this bimari. I can't take this sickness any longer. Can you please grant me shifa? Many of the pious predecessors that fell sick, they would not complain to Allah in that way. For example, Hadrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Sharfuddin Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala, who wrote the famous Qasida Burda, he also fell sick. But he never complained to the doctors and people. No, when he complained, after undergoing long-term treatments and there's no gain, there's no cure, then they do raise their hands from the beginning and even in the ending as well. They only complain at one place, and they would only complain to their creator. Yani, they would only supplicate and present their plea in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because they know ultimately shifa and cure comes from that door. Allah Azza wa Jal will accept my dua. So Imam Busiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who composed the famous Qasida, Mawlaya Salli wa Sallim Da'iman Abada, he also fell sick and he was paralyzed when he composed this Qasida and plea in the court of Mustafa Jani Rahmat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, actually in the court of Allah, using the wasila of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he also gained shifa and cure. Nabi Ayyub Alayhi Salatu Wasallam just said one thing, Anni massani yadurru wa anta arhamur rahimin. All he said was, Ya Allah, distress has afflicted me, and you are the most merciful out of all those who do mercy. Itna hi kata, anni masan yadurru. And Allah Azza wa Jalla removed his sickness and bimari thereafter. As the ayat says, we removed the adversity that had afflicted him, and we gave him his family in addition, bestowed along with them more of a similar number by mercy from ourselves. An advice for the people who worship. So what is the advice for those who are worshipping in the month of Ramadan? For those who are worshipping by reading Quran Pak, we get impatient, jiha. We get impatient by small things, dear viewers. It affects us very badly, terribly. It affects us mentally, spiritually, and due to which many people can't even fast in the month of Ramadan. Patient or impatience for anything, whether it's a sickness of your body or whether it's some situation out there that you are facing. People become impatient if their operation became unsuccessful. People become sick, they become impatient. People become impatient because of electricity failure. People become impatient because of water supply that stopped. People lose their patience because of customers. Some lose their patience because of delay in salary. Some lose their patience because of traffic jam. Some lose their patience because of a puncture in the tire. We haven't even yet went to ibadah. These are the common things that we face in our lives on a daily basis, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. Some become patient and very impatient if there's less salt in the food or there's extra salt in the food. Some can't find a good job, they become impatient. Some people become so impatient and they do horrible stuff because of bad results in examination. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at the pious predecessors. Would they also become impatient like us when faced by challenges like this? No cold water, no hot water. You never got something on time that you asked for or you wanted. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an says, when I am afflicted with any calamity, even then I am blessed with four blessings. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. What are those four blessings? He says, I do not indulge in sin at that time due to that calamity. Ek to waise bhi ek calamity hai. There's already a calamity and problem. So Allah Azza wa Jalla saves me from other calamities because of this calamity. Number two, a bigger calamity does not befall upon me because I'm still facing the first one. Subhanallah. So number one is I don't indulge in any other sin because I'm already facing a calamity. Number two, a bigger calamity does not befall me because I'm already facing one calamity. Number three, I remain content. I'm happy in that way that Allah has kept me. And number four, I hope to be rewarded for the sabr and patience that I have over the calamity. You lost your job. You lost your health. You wanted something very important and precious in your life. You have been impatiently awaiting something in your life. Don't lose your sabr and patience. Because this is where we lose, and this is where we, dear viewers of Madani channel, lose the essence of sabr and patience. We lose out on that reward which Allah has prepared for us. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in hadith, whosoever Allah azza wa jalla intends goodness for, he azza wa jalla inflicts him with calamities. And here we go, this hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. Why do we hope for always being in good state and never hope for calamities to come our way? So our expectation is only goodness, whereas the pious predecessors, they would welcome calamities as you and I would embrace good things in life. Yes, this is the life of the pious predecessors. In every aspect of their life, they have left for us examples that are just beyond imagination. Let me give you one example. For example, losing any person in your life is a very big deal. Anyone who lost his mother and father, or somebody who lost his siblings, or any person in your life would know the value of losing someone in your life. The closer the relationship is, the more the pain is. Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, a great Sufi Chishtiya Silsila Buzurg, who is the master of the Chishtiya Silsila spiritual chain of order. Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, his blessed son passed away. Allahu Akbar. So when he passed away, people seen him smiling. Seen who? Seen Fuzail bin Ayaz smiling. People asked him, Ya Sayyidi, what is the reason for you to smile when you have lost your son? Yani, bete ka intiqal hua to aap muskura rahe. Why did you smile upon the loss of your son? Look at the reply, Fuzail bin Ayaz. He says, I am smiling while remaining content over the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, because my son, my beta, my son, he passed away out of the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. So I like whatever Allah has willed for my son. If Allah chose this day and time for my son to leave this world, why must I cry and show contrary to the will of Allah? Because my tears will show I am not content with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the life of the pious predecessors that will cause you and I to say Subhanallah from the heart. This is the life of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, who wouldn't show any sort of discomfort, or they would not show that they are against the will and the marzi and mansha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we analyze, dear viewers, the father, Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, how he advised his people. What a beautiful piece of advice. An excellent piece of advice. The beloved Rabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in one hadith says, a person is made to face calamity according to how deendar, yani how religious he is. Now, we pretend to be as if we are religious, but in reality, our Rabb knows our condition. But if he is firm and if he is strong in the religion, then his trials, yani his tribulations, his calamities, his worries and problems will also be tough. And if he is weak in the religion, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will test him according to how religious he is. Now the hadith further on states, a person keeps falling prey to calamities to the extent that all his sins shall be forgiven in this very world, dear viewers. This hadith can be found in Ibn Majah. Allahu Akbar. That a person will resurrect on the day of judgment to realize that all his sins were pardoned during his lifetime. Why? Because he faced such challenges. He faced such adversities like Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam's calamities. A test from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now we face those challenges on a daily basis, and Allah gives us the chance. Sometimes it's that calamity which Allah knows you and I can bear, but He doesn't want you and I to complain, because He wants you to attain a maqam in Jannah, due to which He knows that through your amal you can't reach there. He knows through His divine wisdom and knowledge that through your actions you can't reach there, because you are not a virtuous person. So He Azza wa Jalla will inflict upon you some calamity. He will remove your children. He will take away your children. He will take away that which you love the most, just to check and see from among you who is most patient. And therefore, the Quran over and again strikes on our minds and hearts to become patient, to become patient. And this is the same thing which we lose the most. We can't become tolerant, dear viewers. We can't become patient. It's very, very difficult. But Allahu Akbar, let me tell you, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, whoever faced a physical or a financial calamity, then he kept it concealed from people. He did not disclose his calamity to any person. Allahu Akbar. Then it is upon the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive all the sins of that person. For one reason ki usne kisi se bataya hi nahi. There are lots of people who don't talk about their problems, and we think this person doesn't want to talk about his problem. Actually, some people don't like disclosing their calamities. What they go through, they keep it as a secret between Allah and themselves. Some people like to empty their chest so they will vent what's worrying them. Whereas some people, they talk about the calamities not with the intention of finding a solution, just for time pass, for picking up a conversation. Or some people find maza in talking about the hardships that they face. Or some people like to brag about what they have been through to instill fear in the heart of the one that they are talking to, or to let him know how mahan and how great am I. May Allah forgive our sins, brother in Islam. Because sins are forgiven. If you ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive you. Do you know there is a narration, there is a hadith. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of judgment, when Allah Azza wa Jalla will bestow reward upon all those who are patient, the impatient people will wish that in the dunya, in the world, when they were alive, they were cut with knives and scissors, just so that they could also be given the similar reward which the patient people will be given on the day of judgment. Allah, Allah, Allah. May Allah pardon our sins. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make our hearts strong so that we understand these matters and we don't ever ask this question, ki humne kya kiya? Why did I have to go through this? What wrong have I done? What mistake have I done? Ye sawal na puche, because remember, when you ask yourself this question, and there are many people out there who ask this question all the time, Mulana sahab or Imam sahab, what have I done in my life to go through this challenge? Maine kya kiya? Aap apne aap se ye sawal puche. Isn't missing salah a sin? Ask yourself this question, isn't missing a fast a sin? Isn't hurting a Muslim a sin? Isn't disobeying parents a sin? Isn't dealing with interest and riba a sin? Isn't consuming alcohol a sin? Don't you think that if you think you are better than others, this is also a sin? Don't you think, dear viewers of Madari Channel, that dealing with others in a bad way is also a sin? Don't you think that if you don't protect your clothes from the splashes of urine is a sin? Don't you think that people who are having the plans of committing suicide is also a sin and guna? And we ask, humne kaun sa guna kiya? Allahu Akbar. The person says, Mulana, I make all my dhikr. I make dhikr of Allah. I don't miss my salah. But then ask yourself this question. Isn't using jewelry haram for men, gold and silver? Isn't shaving the beard haram a sin? All these questions we don't ask before we ask these questions. Why me? Before asking any person, why me? Or before asking Allah this question, why me? Ask yourself this question. Isn't malice, hatred also a sin? These are diseases related to the heart, to have enmity, to have hasad, to make backbiting about people, for tale-telling. All these are different types of sins. And then we ask this question, why me? Allahu Akbar. So if you look at the solutions to the problem, there are many solutions. Only if we want to grab the solutions. Firstly, we should always keep in view and in mind the blessed life of our beloved Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Secondly, think of the blessed household of Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu. What is true love, you know? The true love for Allah Azza wa Jal will cause you and make you have that sabr which Imam Hussein had. If the love is infatuation, it's there, but you don't know how much you love Allah Azza wa Jalla. You love Him with those limits, whereas you can happily miss your salah, but you say you love Him. But we can happily miss our fasting, but we say we love Allah. Then that love is not the actual true love, because lovers will prove their love. Muhabba for the Creator is a great claim to make, dear viewers, because that muhabba will then prove when you are suffering with some calamity, for the sake of the same Creator, can we sacrifice and not mention our problem to any person? You are tested when you are stuck with that calamity. So ponder over the condition of someone else who is facing more calamity than yourself. Think about him. Wo khud ek solution hai ki jab ye banda handle kar raha hai, to phir main kaun hoon? Somebody has a bigger issue than you. You're crying because you got no shoes. You couldn't buy shoes for 1 year for this Eid. You think about the person got no legs. And make shukr to Allah. In this way, you will find yourself amongst those who are shakir, those who make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then second thing, lastly, dear viewers of Madini Channel, when you think of any sun or any calamity, for example, you got headache, you got a fever, you have lost your legs or hands, you have lost some body part, don't blame others. Immediately blame yourself for it. Any sickness comes, you blame yourself. It's due to my ill actions which my hands have earned today. Don't blame Allah Azza wa Jalla for this. And you will see the results of that immediately, inshallah. We have now come to the end of the program, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We have spoken about calamities. We have spoken about sabr, patience. We have spoken about illness. And it is such that we all fall sick. Some people fall sick every day. Some fall sick weekly, monthly, yearly. Some don't fall sick in a hurry. But when you fall sick, don't look at it as a tragedy alone. Look at it as a rahmat and blessing as well. Because for as long as you are sick, for as long as you are rubbing your souls on the bed, for as long as you are dying in that pain, Allah is washing your sins away. Those sins, yani that bimari is actually an expiation for your sins. It's going to wash away all your sins in this very dunya. So you are fortunate if you are sick. And you are fortunate enough if you had sabr over the sickness, if you never complained to any person. May Allah grant you the reward and sabr which He had granted Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam for all the patience he alayhi salam endured during his sickness and illness. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us the tawfiq and ability to have patience over our problems. Until next time, dear viewers, stay good, be good, do good. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, every opportunity and chance you have, when you are asked as to how are you doing, first learn to start with the dhikr of Allah, by praising Allah, by saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You thank Allah azza wa jalla. Try to hold on to your problems. And if you speak about your problems with the intention of finding a solution to your problem, there's no harm and there's no sin in this. It's a very advisable thing to do. But you see for yourself, because every person who speaks about his illness and problem, he knows very well as to why he says what he says. We have now come to the end of the program, and we end on this note that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said with regards to sabr, that sabr is in the very first instant. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us sabr and patience, and may we keep those as our friends who learn and know, who know how to have sabr and patience. Dear viewers, we will be back tomorrow, inshallah, with another episode. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, keep reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim.